Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. We're live from the Standard Lumber and Standard Kitchen Studios. Barbecue Bob, Dave Lavari, he's a guy out there in Jersey who's got himself a little seafood and steak place. Man, that's kind of my
Tuckahoe.
Yeah, that's my kind of place.
That's quite the town, Tuckahoe.
Yeah, right. I'm not touching it.
If you
I already
have
touched
to go.
It too much already. Yeah, but he talked about some scallops, and then you enjoy scallops.
I do. I love scallops, and here's where the grilling guy turns into the kitchen guy, because I've done lots of scallops on the grill, mm-hmm. and they're just aight.
Yep. Not great.
I like sauteing them and getting them. I would do
– That's in a pan, right?
Yeah. I would do some garlic and butter EVO in combination, and I would sear them up nice, really quick. Here's the thing with scallops, and you always – every time we talk about scallops, you always mention the grittiness –
I'm telling you,
and,
it's
and
something...
I never run into it, so I don't know where you're getting them, but
I don't that often because that's one
I
of the things.
I think you had a traumatic scallop childhood incident.
I did. You take a big bite of them because they're so delicious when they're
something
prepared
your
right.
mom did with right? scallops. She drug them through the gravel.
They are delicious when they're prepared right, but I'm just I
know you've mentioned it. I've just yeah. never experienced it, so I don't know if it's as common as. As that.
As the one time it happened to me.
Right. You need some therapy. I know a guy. Yeah. So grilled scallops. So what do you like? Do you like the large scallops or the baby sea scallops?
I like the littler ones myself because I always think they're a little more tender, as well as they're easier to manipulate. I mean, it's a bite. When you start to cut those bigger scallops, and they're numbers, right? It's a number of them in a pound. They gauge them by numbers, and the fewer of them there are in the pound, the more you have to cut them up. And when you cut them up, it just doesn't seem right. I like to pop the whole thing in my mouth. I think that's where I'm at.
Ain't
so the littler
it.
Ones, yep. I don't know if they're sweeter, better, or whatever, but sure. I like them.
Well, you know,
you
a lot of the right? no, that's true, and you know, a lot of the I guess reasons we like food or not are just mental opinion or this, you know, this trigger we get when we see it, smell it, touch it, taste it, all those things. And so there's something in the little scallops that, you know, makes you jiggy.
Well, it's one of those things that I don't eat a lot of, right? Because I confess I'm not really good at cooking them.
Uh-huh.
And so I eat them out if you can go to a good seafood restaurant and I enjoy them. But it's not my number one.
Well, he really got this this David Lavari from Lavari Seafood in Tuckahoe.
You just like saying that.
I do. When I found the name of the city, I just started laughing. It's just like
they're probably laughing at us right now because it probably isn't even pronounced.
He lives
that way.
In Lowell, Michigan.
Right. right.
So I like the thought of making up a little sauce to put over them. That sounds really good. Especially with the lemon and the butter and garlic.
And I think he had capers in there, too, didn't he?
Yeah,
and tomato. He said tomato.
Tomato.
I don't know how you spell that, but he said tomato.
I don't know how you put tomato in with that, but
right.
apparently it works.
Some sauce, I bet.
Apparently it works. So the one thing I would tell you is when you're grilling a scallop, you're probably not going to want to skewer them because they do want to break apart as soon as they're done.
Right.
So there's a good time to have a grilling basket.
They get delicate.
They're very delicate.
He said a white-hot grill, though. He said the metal's white.
Yeah.
When you put it on there. So the few times I have grilled scallops, it's not been on a white-hot grill.
I think he's a racist.
No, I don't think he is. I think he's trying to tell you how to do it right. Maybe they crisp up a little bit with that high heat, because they cook quick, like a lot of seafood does. It's a delicate flesh, and it cooks quick. So maybe you get the little crust on the outside. I'm guessing. We probably should have asked him, right? Maybe we'll have him back on the show, and he can finish teaching us how to do
this. So anyway, it'd be a good time for a grilling basket.
Right.
And if you're going to get some fresh scallops like that, put some salt in your water before you try soaking them and rinsing them.
That was the number one tip right there.
That's a money tip right there.
Yeah.
And a little bit of salt in there, you're kind of creating a brine, and they grew up in a brine. The ocean is nothing but brine.
Right.
So maybe you got the grit because they were just puking up the sand.
I don't know what it was, man. they weren't properly cleaned.
So
is all
grilled
I know.
Shrimp. What are you thinking about that?
Well,
you're an awesome shrimp griller. If there's one thing that I think you're kind of known for, or really fanatical or fussy about, it's your shrimp.
Right, and there's a couple things that are no-nos with shrimp, and the first thing is don't overcook them. When they start to turn opaque, then you're almost done.
When you say opaque,
well, they're kind of pink, right? And they got it like they're a little clear. The flesh is a little clear,
yeah,
and then
they
it
look
starts
like a jellyfish,
right? And then it starts to firm up, and it gets a little bit white.
Then it's done,
and it's not like white. And 3 minutes later, it's done because now you're eating rubber bands,
right?
Right. The key is not to overcook these shrimp. And I enjoy playing with different recipes. You know, everything's better with bacon, right? We all live by that credo. But on a skewer, and I use two skewers because they're easier to turn if there's a tandem skewer running through the shrimp, and they hold together better. Wrap a piece of bacon around a shrimp, skewer it twice to hold the bacon, and then cook those. And by the time you get and it's always thin bacon, right? Because the thick won't, it'll take so long for the thick to cook that
you'll
the shrimp will be overcooked,
shrimp.
And then you got rubber band on the inside. So thin bacon, double skewers, quickly
so
on the
So you're talking about buying fresh shrimp.
I am.
Not so easy to do.
Well, I don't buy pre-cooked shrimp. They can be frozen and you thaw them out. I mean, we're in the Midwest, right?
So they're still raw shrimp.
Yes, they're raw
shrimp.
Okay,
so they're frozen raw.
Right, and you thaw them out, shell them, devein them, right? And if you're lazy, they sell shelled, deveined raw shrimp if you want to do that. It doesn't matter to me. And there's great fish markets. There's fishmongers around that have fresh shrimp. They're not everywhere, but they have them. So, you know, it's whatever you want to do. But at the end of the day, Michelle and I really enjoy shrimp. And I know it's not one of your favorites. Kind of like scallopism for me, but shrimp is something that we enjoy.
I like shrimp cocktail.
Yeah.
That's when I eat shrimp.
And that's almost better a boiled
more
shrimp.
Well, that's what you do. You steam it. You steam it. So my bride likes coconut shrimp. To me.
No, those are breaded, right?
Yeah, I don't want all that stuff on it.
Right.
She loves the fried, breaded, you know.
Crunchy.
She's Irish.
You know, right. So the crunchy. Yeah, right.
It's like fish and chips.
Right. just a little bit closer to the coast, right?
That's right. Well, she's also Lebanese, so she the coast thing works.
Right, yeah. But so, you know, I don't
that's
mean,
where the skewer comes in.
there's so many things you can do with a shrimp, and I'm assuming you could do it with a scallop too. But, you know, there's any citrus profile that you bring to seafood generally is a winner. Right?
Okay. I got a shrimp story for you. I got all these shrimp from a good buddy of mine, a seafood broker. I had them in the freezer, and I did them up for Mother's Day with that loin. The shrimp were awful. They were pre-skewered, pre-packaged, everything I don't buy. But they were a gift, and I thought, oh, how easy is this? They were seasoned with a, you know, this or that.
Some chili lime or something.
Yeah, exactly. One of them was. The other one was garlic butter. And I'm like, okay, what the heck? You know, someone had mahi with it, and it's like, what the heck? I'll throw them on the grill. Frozen on the skewer. Pre-seasoned, don't do it.
Yeah.
Awful.
I'm not sure.
Awful.
I'm not sure leaving the skewer in the seafood long enough. I mean, you know what? I'm skewering them, and then we're cooking them in a half hour.
But I think also you're freezing it with a mixture on it.
Right.
It's not even shrimp anymore. it's part of a consortium.
Right, a big conglomerate of flavors there.
Right.
That yeah,
out
you
of
know,
a giant flavor
and that's
factory.
The other thing. It's just like, no, I agree with you. Fresher sauces, basted on, not marinated.
Yep.
The shrimp is a very delicate little guy.
I mean, you can buy some nice, raw frozen shrimp. I think Thailand sells it, Argentina maybe, or somewhere. I see different. Thailand is mostly
they
the
come
one
from
I
a lot
see.
Of places.
Yeah, but don't buy the stuff from China, okay?
Right.
Because their food standards are terrible. And so is their government.
Coming up next, we're going to grill a little salmon and maybe make a little salmon dip. You're not going to want to miss this. Stick with us. We'll be back.